It is a great time to buy cabbage. Now, cabbage is never expensive, but it always seems to get cheaper leading up to St. Patrick's Day, perhaps to lure you in to buy the corned beef and then put them both in boiling water along with potatoes, onions, carrots. But we're not going to boil cabbage today. Resident chef Kathy Gunst has some other ideas, as long as cabbage is down to, what, 19 cents a pound. And Kathy, welcome.
Hey, Robin. We're talking bargain.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
And we're not talking only green cabbage, which people might be picturing. Explain.
No, not exclusively. But first, I must admit something. I have never been a huge fan of cabbage. Yes, I like coleslaw. Sure, corned beef and cabbage once a year, New England boiled dinner. But when producer Kathleen McKenna said to me, hey, how about a show on cabbage? I was like, sure. And then I started thinking, ugh.
Because for Kathleen
McKenna
of the McKennas.
Exactly.
Cabbage is, you know,
and
staple.
Kathy Gunst, not of the McKennas. There you have it. So it was not a staple for me, except for the deli. Corned beef sandwich with sauerkraut. Yum. You know, this was part of the Jewish tradition. But in any case, there's many types of cabbage. There's red cabbage. There's green cabbage. White cabbage is the same thing as green cabbage. Sometimes they blanch it, believe it or not, but it is the same species. And then there's Napa cabbage, which is the elongated, super crispy cabbage. They all have these unbelievable health benefits.
Which are what?
Well, you hear a lot about it talked about as an anti-cancer ingredient. Clearly, I'm not a doctor, though I play one on radio. But it's a member of the brassica family, along with kale and Brussels sprouts and broccoli, which are all full of these fiber, low in calories, and tons of nutrients. One of the things I learned is that if you want the health benefits of cabbage, you don't want to cook it to death.
Well, that's true of anything, right?
Well, pretty much. It is best raw or very lightly cooked. So if you're sauteing it or steaming it, you want to do it over a low heat, and then you'll retain some of these nutrients, which is great news for salad lovers.
And by the way, we mentioned Kathleen McKenna. She always brings in, when we have our potluck lunches, she brings in this gorgeous red cabbage salad with blue cheese, which I think is your recipe.
It is a recipe of mine from an old book, and we'll have that on the website along with some of these new ones. I don't do this very often, but social media, I put out a call on Facebook to my peeps, and I said, hey, who loves cabbage? Who hates it? And I must have gotten 40 responses. I heard about the Lebanese who love to stuff it with rice and meat and cook it with a garlicky tomato broth. It's also a Jewish tradition, stuffed cabbage. We're going to have Samma Lawrence's mother's amazing stuffed cabbage, one of the great stuffed cabbages ever. The Brits have a dish called Bubbles and Squeak, which is kind of an ultimate leftover dish. It's a bit like a hash. You take leftover cooked cabbage and potatoes and any other cooked vegetables you have from a roast dinner, and you cook it all together. And apparently the sound it makes while it's cooking sounds a lot like Bubbles and Squeak.
Well, there you go.
It was a big favorite during World War II. Another favorite in Eastern Europe is cabbage and egg noodles. But I also wanted to tell you, I was in northern China many years ago, and I have this very clear memory. It was winter. The only vegetable you could have was cabbage. And when you'd walk down the street, there'd be these huge mounds, the way you see piles of salt in New England for the snowy roads. These were piles of cabbage just being stored on the side of the road in the cold, and that would be the vegetable that you lived on all winter.
Well, that's interesting. We also have some sound from an English language Korean news channel, and this is a story about kimchi, spicy and fermented cabbage.
Fiery.
Yeah, let's listen.
U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama has been making waves in the Twitter sphere with her newest tweet, showcasing her love for kimchi, the staple food item of almost every Korean household. Kim Ji-un shows us what's cooking at the White House.
Love it.
Well, and so kimchi, again, a recipe from cabbage.
This is a very popular Korean side dish. It's now, I mean, if Michelle Obama's making it, you know it's hit the waves. It's hugely popular. There's a big movement right now for live fermentation. And with cabbage, kimchi would fit in that. It's cabbage and chilies. Every Korean family has its own special recipe. It's served as a condiment, but it's so popular now that it's served bowls
just
of it on
its
own. But the other classic live fermentation cabbage dish is, of course, sauerkraut. I have in front of you a ball of sauerkraut, and this is not ordinary sauerkraut. This is Morse's sauerkraut from Waldoboro, Maine. They have been making it since 1918, and I talked to the owner, David Swentum, yesterday. They have a huge following. This stuff is sold all over the world, and unlike a lot of sauerkrauts, there are no preservatives in this, and it's not pasteurized. This is live. So in other words, they take the cabbage, they brine it, it's then aged in wooden barrels, and this comes straight out of the barrel. And this fermentation and this live cabbage has enormous health benefits as well. Mr. Swentum talked about what he called the liquor, which would be the juice at the bottom of the bowl. Mm-hmm. The sauerkraut comes in its brine, that this is like a nectar. And apparently a lot of doctors here in Boston are sending their patients who are on long prescriptions of antibiotic to order sauerkraut from Morse's, because this liquor or the sauerkraut juice is so good for recreating balanced
it's
flora.
It's a probiotic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a natural probiotic. Give it a taste. It's
okay.
Crunchy.
Now, I'm here. Boy, I'm really impressed by the lead up to this, but you are talking to a New Yorker who grew up on Coney Island.
Dude, same.
And I don't eat, oh, that's true. That's right. And, you know, I don't have Frankfurters anymore, but I do have sauerkraut in the bun with the mustard.
Oh, I love it.
So,
well,
let me,
I have it with the hot dog still, but only on special occasions. This is not ordinary. Hear that crunch? It's got a great balance of salt and sour.
I was just going to say saltier, I think, than the vinegar. Is that my than the
there's
the
no vinegar in it. It's
none.
Just a salt brine.
Mm.
But you are tasting this cabbage is all grown in and around Waldoboro, Maine, and we will give people information on the website about how to mail order it, and you can find it in different stores across the country.
Now I'm drinking the liquor from the bottom.
Aha, she's okay. Drinking the sauerkraut liquor. So the other thing that happened for me this week, Robin, is that I thought, I'm not that excited about cabbage. How can I go in and do a whole radio show on it? So I started cooking and cooking, and I am a huge fan now. What I brought for you is this dish that I just made up yesterday. I had some puff pastry in my freezer. I would have used phyllo dough, which you could use, and I sauteed some onions till they were caramelized, and then I sauteed some beautiful white cabbage, really thin, really slow till it got soft and sweet, and I mixed it with some feta cheese and fresh dill and chives, and I call it a savory crostata. So it's a cabbage and onion and dill crostata, and I got very psyched about cooking with cabbage.
It looks delicious. Let me try it.
Here she goes. After the kraut liquor, I don't know.
Wow. That is so sublime.
Is it? And it's very sophisticated, and you don't tend to think of cabbage as being part of sophisticated dishes, but it certainly can be. I also made a fabulous coleslaw where I used Greek yogurt instead of mayonnaise. Lighter, less caloric, and just a great twist on coleslaw. And I also do an Asian slaw with the Napa cabbage with pea pods, red pepper, radicchio, and fresh peanuts. It can go into almost any cuisine. That's really what I learned. And it holds its own.
Well, as to you, we throw you cabbage. You throw back unbelievable things. We'll have them all at the website. Here Now's resident chef, Kathy Ogunst.
Kathy Ogunst.
With a look at cabbage ahead of St. Patrick's Day. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.
Okay, now be honest. Is the smell of boiling cabbage the worst ever to you, as John writes at hereandnow.org? Or is it a fond reminder of family? Let us know when you get Kathy's recipes at hereandnow.org, which we know you will. Here Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.